Hey guys, Joey Gremlin here. Just wanted to really quick show you two images of our most recent outing. Both Nick and I, we had a great time on the water. We're about to dive into that on the podcast. I'm going to make it easy for you on the weekly giveaway. All you have to do is email the Outdoor Chronicles podcast at gmail.com and say what kayaks Nick and I fish out of. Very simple if you listen to the podcast. These are just some pictures here real quick before we dive into the podcast of our most recent outing. We had so much fun chasing those reds. And sometimes we didn't even have to chase them. I mean, they were just there, ready for the take. This is a great time to fish. I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. And I hope that you win the weekly giveaway from Egret Baits and Voodoo. All right, here goes the podcast. Enjoy.
Gotta get Lucy. Gotta get.
me.
All right, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, let's cue the music. Welcome to the Outdoor Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Joey Gremlin, an Air Force veteran who loves the outdoors. On this weekly podcast, we talk about kayak fishing and camping in the hopes of encouraging you to get outside and do the same, because life is better outside. Nick, brother, how you doing?
Good, brother. What's up with you, man?
Oh, man, living the life, living the life. Just got back from a tire shop.
I like tire shops. It smells fresh in there.
It smells like rubber.
It smells like rubber. Tire rubber, burnt rubber.
Yeah, I just literally.
That's actually a bad smell.
Yeah, I know. Just got back. Unfortunately, my daughter had a blowout on her vehicle, but she did it within walking distance of a tire shop, and they're great. It's a great little hometown tire company. I should have got their name. They are amazing people. They took care of us when we were in a tight that's squeeze. Awesome. There, daughter's squared away. She's good to go, and she's about to go to work. But
I like
that is the imminent thing that is happening with me. How was your day? Was your day good?
It was good, man. Just crazy. Just, you know, getting things done and a million things up on my screens. And it's just like, I love pressure. I don't know if you know that, but I love pressure. I sometimes procrastinate like an animal just so I get slammed with stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know
why. But then you feel accomplished because then you knock everything out.
Knock it out. But I'm trying to knock out a bunch of stuff so I can free up some fishing time too.
Yeah, and speaking of knocking out, we also knocked out a trip together recently.
Oh, my God. It was, in my opinion, you can say whatever you want, it was better than the first outing. I'm sorry.
It was. Yeah. The scenery was just as beautiful as the first time, which to me, every fishing outing we go on, one of the top bullet points of fishing is not just fishing, it's the scenery. Getting outside, hitting that reset button. Temperatures were great.
Oh, it was just perfect.
They were in the 60s when
probably
we started
60s,
out.
Yeah, like low 60s.
Yeah.
And I just had a feeling that morning. And actually, I thought the tides were going to be a flood tide. When we showed up, it was actually way lower, like going to a negative tide, actually. But the thing why I think this trip was better than the first one is because we found them zombie belly crawling in the marsh. And that got my legs shaking. I was like Elvis Presley out there on my kayak.
That was funny. Another knee shaker would be Forrest Gump. And when you remember Forrest Gump when he was mimicking Elvis?
Yep, that's right.
That was funny.
I'm going to wear some blue suede shoes next time I go out there. I'm going to find me a pair. Yeah, we're going to do it, man. I'm telling you. Those redfish will really swim away from us.
So it was about 4 days ago we hit the water. It was great, and the sun was just starting to come up, and this was a great sight, a great also I don't know, thing to start off on. We saw, and I was trying to do a comparison, you know how you do your
my Albanian
but it's like a butterfly type eagle dragon.
So.
But the tail of the red of the black drum we saw was about that size.
It was a double-handed, spread your fingers apart and do this and that tail. And what did you say when you saw it? Because you got it on tape. You were like, holy, I'll say.
Smokes.
Crap. Yeah, holy smokes. I like that one. Holy smokes, Batman. Look at the tail on that thing. It was a huge tail, and he was just face down, tail out of the water, just munching on everything coming by.
And when we first started out, you know, we're just casually moseying along, enjoying everything.
Yeah.
And then I saw you immediately casting, and I was trying to catch up to you to catch it on video. And I'm still working on the video.
Yeah.
Just to give you an update. A lot of time goes into the YouTube videos that I put up there when we have our fishing outings. I think I started out with 2 hours and 15 minutes of actual footage. Yeah. I try to get that down to 10 to 15 minutes.
Right.
Just the hot spots, the action shots. And I was so pumped about seeing what that huge, gigantic tail first thing in the morning. And I was worried that my GoPro, I have two GoPro Black Hero 7. That's the version I use. Yeah, it's an old version. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. It works.
Hey, I still have the 3. I don't use it, but... I don't use it anymore.
That's like the iPod. Do you have an iPod?
No, I don't have an iPod. Oh, okay. I don't think I ever had an iPod. Yeah. No, I never did. No.
But I have the 7 Hero Black.
Yeah.
And it did capture some of that, but it wasn't as high quality as I wanted. But I am including that in the video.
It was still dark, Joey. It was still dark. Yeah, it was still dark. So, but that's what got my legs started shaking bad. I don't care. I always tell you, and I'll say it again. I probably said it before on the show. My legs start shaking when I see a fish that just, I don't care how many times I've caught a big fish or tarpon or whatever. It doesn't matter. I get shaken. I love it. I love that feeling.
I think that not only happens to anglers, we all react to things different ways. Like when you're about to land, you know something special is about to happen with a gigantic fish, could be a personal best. I mean, even the hunters, they see that gigantic buck, their heart just starts pitter-pattering like crazy. And that is one of the reasons we say life is better outside. The adrenaline kicks in. Mm-hmm. You have so much fun. It's just exciting. It's like the best roller coaster ride in the world.
Love it.
And it's just really hard also to put those feelings into words 4 days later on a podcast. You know,
that's a good one. It's tough.
Excuse me. You have to be out there and just experiencing that. Don't get me wrong. The slot reds are so fun to catch. Even undersize. Anytime you're hooking up with something, it's amazing. But the feeling you get. But when I saw that tail, I was just like, man, I really hope he lands this. So what happened? I have it on video, and I remember, you know, through editing, I re-remembered while watching.
Yeah, yeah.
But it spooked, didn't it?
It spooked, but the thing was that if you saw the size of that tail, right, that fish had to have been 35, 40 inch plus. And that gut that it was in is super deep. And that water's moving. Yeah. He's just munching at the bottom. It was like, and he wasn't in one spot. He just kept moving and moving and moving. I was like, oh God, this guy's going to be tough. I like him when they're more up at the surface trying to eat, but that guy was way down. And then all of a sudden he found out we're there. Oh no. You know what happened? Huh. My line hit his back.
And that,
if you remember, and he just took off. I was like, damn.
And on the video, it's like, it goes whoosh.
You just see a huge swirl, and you just see
that wake go opposite direction.
And I love running into those monsters every now and then. You don't see them often, but you will run into them, and they're just in feeding mode. And I've caught some out there before that just was on a 6-weight, because I fly fish, on a 6-weight of fiberglass rod. One of the best fights of my life on a 35, 36-incher. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't even gotten to the belly crawlers yet.
No, we haven't. We haven't. But I did feel like we should touch on that because
of course.
the whole day of fishing, which we only stayed out there 3 hours, I think.
Probably.
So I say the whole day.
That's all we need.
Yeah. Because we're not that mad at him. We want to, save some for later. But that was on the back of my mind. Did that GoPro pick it up? And it picked up a lot of it. So that was good.
I'm going to touch on some you just said.
Okay.
We were so on fire that you and I looked at each other and said, you know what? Let's leave him alone. Let's go home. And we did exactly that.
Yeah.
We could have picked them apart nonstop the whole day, and we just said, you know what, let's leave them alone. And I felt good about it.
Yeah.
No regrets at all.
Yeah, no regrets and no regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets on the chest tat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's move forward with a little bit into the trip. So that was like the first 5 minutes, I think, of our outing.
Right away.
And sun was coming up. You took some beautiful shots. I was going to do some screenshots on the screen, but that's all going to be in the YouTube video. So I'm going to save that for later.
I got a good shot of you right as the sun was coming up. It was a bright orange, and your head was like a silhouette on your kayak, and it was just perfect. It was like the Karate Kid with the sun in the background. You doing the crane? You were doing the crane thing on the Hobie Links. You know, do it. I was waiting for it. I was like, God, he let me down.
Okay, here we go.
Ah, there you go. Hey, nice shoes, bro.
Thank you. Wax on, wax off.
Yeah.
So in totality of the day, I think I hooked up with 6 and I landed 4. And all of them, the 2 I did not land, they had to have been within the slot. But I was able to hook up with.
They were. God,
I can't remember now. It was 27.
Like 20, yeah.
A 25.
23, 24, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, between both of us, it was like 22 to, what'd you say? 27 was that one. Yeah.
The biggest is 27.
Yeah. So 23 to 27. But belly crawling, those things just looked, their tail was here and their head was here.
Yeah.
I mean, far apart. And on the screen, looks small, but. You saw the tail, and then all of a sudden the back would just pop out, and it was in what? Not even maybe 8 inches of water, maybe. Yeah,
and we worked that whole area, and we went from 4 or 5 feet to 4 or 5 inches.
4 or 5 inches, and there's something about watching those redfish way in the back, with half their bodies out, just darting at shrimp, darting and darting, and then. My legs started shaking again really bad. And I don't know why, because I usually don't get like that. But those belly crawlers, when you see them, it's just a whole different feeling. You can ask anybody, even guides who fish all the time. They see those belly crawlers and they just get super excited. I call them zombie crawlers because that's what they look like.
And we saw something that really kind of, it didn't shock us, but it was a little surprising to see. So here we are, late October. We're way back in the marsh. We're in Matagorda. We saw in two different areas, completely different areas. We ran into 2 schools of reds running.
I was actually pretty shocked. Last year in that area down there in Matagorda, there was probably schools of hundreds in one school, like 100 plus. And I couldn't believe it. And I would see these fish probably for a month straight, maybe a month and a half or so. This year, they weren't there at all. At all. I think they got overpressured. Everyone found out they were, you know, down there. And then when you and I went out this second time, I kept telling you, I was like, Joey, look at that nervous water going against the wind.
You called it. You saw it.
And we started going up behind him. And sure enough, you go, Nick, tails. I go, tail? You go, no, tails.
Plural.
You hooked up on one and lost them. And then they just dispersed. But that was deeper water. Then we were leaving. Got into a different body of water, and sure enough, you're like, Nick, look, there's a school where? Right here.
Yeah.
Like 10 feet from your kayak. And as I was coming up behind you, you just hooked up. And that was the big one.
Yeah. And it was funny because I caught it on video, and you're like, what is it? I was like, fish. I was like, Nick, get up. I was hooked
what
up. I was like, get over here. Get you some, Nick. That was great in the video. And so we saw 2 schools, and I want to come back to those 2 schools because it was really interesting to see them. Mm-hmm. But at one point, because we typically fish within talking distance of each other.
Yeah, we're not that far away.
Because not only are we out there, you know, to have fun, enjoy the scenery, but we're also hanging out as buds. And if you hook up, I reel in, I go over to where you are, I try to capture these awesome moments, and you do the same. for me. And I think that's a great duo there, because you get to enjoy your buddy catching a fish and witness that, and then try to, you know, capture it on video. And the whole reason for capturing these things on video and putting them on YouTube, and the whole reason for this podcast, is to encourage you, the listener of the podcast, whether it be on Apple, Google, Spotify, or if you're watching us on YouTube, is to show you what we're doing, what kayaks we use. We show you what gear we use. We show you what lures we use or what flies we use. And we hope to encourage you to get out on the water and do the same.
Yeah.
Because I remember, brand new beginner, I was watching Trail Chaser on YouTube. If any of y'all are excited about getting into the sport, or if it, and you're trying to learn as much as you can prior to getting out on the water, Trail Chaser is a great place to start watching his YouTube videos. He's now more of a skiff guy. He built his own skiff, Little John Boat. It's actually very sweet, all of the craftsmanship and whatnot that he's been putting into it. But you go back and look at his videos 5 years ago, they're still relevant today. He's fishing out of a academy-bought small little kayak, and
I think it's a sit-in kayak, isn't it? Or no, is it?
No, it's a sit on top.
Yeah, but it could be an Ascend or something like that.
I think it is. Yeah. I think it is. And he started out and he was just slaying fish left and right. He's a big Instagrammer and he's a big YouTuber, and his name is David Foreman, but he goes by Trail Chaser. Yeah, and I've mentioned in previous podcasts, that's the guy who showed me the ropes.
Yeah, you have. And a lot of people I see who get started, they always get the Ascend. It's economically priced, like right where someone wants to get started. They always graduate. Some hold on to it, and a lot of people graduate from there. But, I've said it before. I started with a Diablo Chupacabra, and I still have it. I'll never get rid of that thing. And now I'm in a Hobie Lynx.
Yeah.
Peddling around. Like Elvis in the marsh.
Both of us have the Hobie Lynx. I mean, because you at one of the Heroes in the Water events, I said, "How do you like this?" Like, honest opinion, you're like, "Love it."
I would have never told anyone anything different. If there was something wrong with it, I would have said, "Man, big regret." I don't want someone going buying something that, you know, everyone has a preference. But if someone asked me, "Hey, how do you like that kayak?" Man, freaking love this thing.
Yeah,
stability. Lightweight, everything. We've talked about it. I mean, it's just overall, hey. And you go, guess what, Nick? I said, what? I got a Hobie Lynx. I got two Hobie Lynx, is what you said.
That's right. Me and Sandy.
This guy's on fire.
That sounds like a clip we should edit and
record it and then use it. This guy's on fire.
And keep it. So anything else we want to touch on that trip? We've got Heroes on the Water to get to. We've got I got a new camper to get to. We did have our very first weekly winner of the getaway.
Oh, yeah. That
weekly winner was Tim Enright. The question was...
Congrats, Tim.
Was posted, what was Carrie Beeson's personal best flounder length? And it happened to exactly be my length, which was 23 inches. And Tim Enright emailed the Outdoor Chronicles podcast. The actual email address is outdoorchroniclespodcast@gmail.com. He emailed and said 23. That was an easy one. Do a little harder next time. So Tim Enright is going to be
receiving. Tim got a little cocky there, didn't he?
No. I don't want to
make. I'm just joking.
So I contacted.
I call out lengths all the time.
Yeah. So I contacted Jamie Burnett at Egret Baits, and she is mailing out his weekly prize. So
right,
this week's
Tim, there you go.
Yeah, congrats, buddy.
That's how easy it is.
Yeah, thanks for listening. So this week's weekly question and winner will be coming up very soon in the podcast. So stay tuned for that.
Awesome.
So we had a great time on the water, and we're trying to look at schedules for when our next outing is going to be, because we're trying to shoot for weekly.
Hopefully next week. There was a part of the trip we forgot to mention. There was a point where that school, the first school, dispersed. Mm-hmm. You hooked up and got unhooked, and they took off, and we had gone up to the shoreline, and you went one way, and I said, hey, Joey, I'm going to go see if I can find that school, because sometimes after about 10, 15 minutes, they'll start doing it again. But the water was so deep that I didn't see him. We were about 300 yards away when I hear some kind of wind. I don't know what kind of wind. I thought I was being catcalled out there, so I was like, "Is Joey?" I was like, yo, this guy's crazy. Anyway, I turn around and I kind of see you holding something up, right? And I start pedaling like a madman right towards you. And sure enough, you had a sweet red.
Yeah.
And that was actually the only time that we were that far apart. But you can tell our listeners how you caught that fish.
Yeah. So this was one of the rare times that we were not within talking distance. You decided to work one area. I was like, I'm going to really try this. And I was working the grass line all the way down. I was just drifting. I was letting the water, the current, let me drift. And I wasn't even just blind casting. I was just waiting, watching. Yeah. I'd see a little action, cast.
You got in a sight cast mode.
Yeah. Go down a little further, cast. And then, boom, lo and behold, I see two reds. Their backs are just sticking out of the water. They're within 4 feet of each other. And I captured this, and it's going to be in the YouTube video.
Yeah.
It's so shallow, I'm having to do the flutter.
The little kick. Flutter, yeah.
And I'm just moseying up, and I'm talking into my GoPro, and then I have a little mic that comes down so you can hear me really well. And I'm probably within 15 feet, and I said, this is so beautiful, just seeing these two reds. The sun is coming down. It's beating right off their backs. You can just see they're just sitting there. I was like, I almost don't want to cast. And I was able to wait a good 4 seconds. I said, oh, I got to cast. So
the primal in you came out, and you said, I'm getting one of these.
Yep, and it was perfect. I cast right over both of them. Mm-hmm. I was reeling back, and it was almost perfect. I was like, one, two, three, and it was boom, and it was like, zzz, it was just
They just charged. They were charging against, while I was fly fishing, they were charging at anything thrown in front. I mean, literally charging at it.
Yeah.
And then there was that one. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I was able to then get him near the kayak, scooped him up with the net, and then that's when I gave the all, yo! And then you're like, oh, and then you came right over.
I thought I had a stalker on the water for that. No, but you know what? I will tell you something. I don't know if I mentioned this before, and I can't remember, but you noticed something about me these two times on the water. Sometimes I will spot a fish, and what do I tell you, Joey? Joey, go ahead. Go get him.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
I'm like, yeah, I yield fish sometimes. I want to see my buddy also. I want us both to have fun and experience. I want to catch you on film. I want to catch you on a picture. I just want to see it. I enjoy it. Actually, we almost doubled up a couple of times.
Right. I remember during one part of the video, I think you had caught one, and then I had caught one, and then you had caught one. And then so it was like, I think I said back to back to back. And then we saw some action, and you're like, Joey, go over there. Go get it. And then your guide instincts came out, and you're like,
I was trying. I was like, God, you're getting mad at me for telling you what to do.
No.
Not telling you what to do, but just pointing it out.
Offering advice. Just, you know, hey, you might.
I like to yield fish to my friends. That's it.
Yeah. And that's just good sportsmanship. That's good friendship. And it's just like good quality fun.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, at the end of the day, it was a 3-hour trip. We didn't want to spend all day on the water. Just get out there, get a taste of it, have some fun, and say,
that's it.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
And so we decided to end the day. But I wanted to transition, unless you have anything else on those outings, I wanted to go ahead and transition into Heroes on the Water.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so we had our 8th consecutive event of 2023. April, May, June, July, August, September, October, 7th. I'm sorry. Our 7th consecutive event.
8th is in November, right?
8th is in November. It's coming up on November 18th. So this is our second to last event of 2023 and had a great turnout. We actually had two individuals who came out who were Navy veterans, and they said, we don't want to fish today. Is it okay if we leave the fishing gear aside and we just go paddle for the day? We said, absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah. So we had a really good turnout of individuals. I got out there. I actually fished in this one. A lot of these Heroes on the Water events, I'll just kind of do what you call land duty, where you help unload, get everybody launched, and then I have radio in case somebody needs something. But this one, I actually went out there and fished, and many times I'll just go from kayak fishing guide / veteran team. I'll just go from team to team and check in on them, and this time I actually did go out. I did fish.
Oh, wow.
I did hook up. My buddy Stephen Barton told me, as soon as you get out there, there's a little half moon shaped area, very shallow, 4, 6, 8 inches of water. He said there's flounder in there. And sure enough, I hooked up with an 18 and a half inch.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Flounder on the Voodoo.
Yeah.
A Mambo. Did not take the GoPro out, so didn't get that on tape. But it was a great outing. Our friend, Lauren James, and volunteer for Heroes on the Water, she's also the chapter photographer. She was able to hook up with a nice speckled trout.
All right, Lauren.
Yeah. So a few people were catching fish that day. Winds were down. They were out of the west. It was a beautiful day. And then afterwards, we enjoyed some HEB chicken salad sandwiches with the little cranberries in there.
You're going to get me hungry again.
And then the ham, turkey, roast beef sandwiches. We had those from HEB. By the way, HEB sponsors Heroes on the Water. They give
Thank you, HEB.
Yeah, they give us a ton of gift cards at the beginning of every fishing season. And then we're able to use those gift cards to buy all the food that we need for our events. Yeah, really exciting. Other news for Heroes on the Water. Given our very, very successful benefit put on by Matagorda Outfitters with Thomas Davis, the owner of Matagorda Outfitters, and a whole host of sponsors, which I won't go into all of that because we've already done that in previous podcasts, able to raise thousands of dollars. Thank you very much for all those who contributed. We actually just are now purchasing 5 brand new Bonafide RS-117 kayaks. So that will give us 15 Bonafides, all within 2 years old. Like 5 are going to be brand new, 10 we purchased last year. And we're getting a Hobie Compass pedal drive kayak.
You know, the vets and the first responders and their families, when they come out and they get on that Bonafide, they love it.
Yeah, they do. Because it is so stable. It's 36 inches wide, a very comfortable seat. Plenty of room to store your tackle and gear and maybe bring an ice chest or something like that. So it's very stable. No one feels like they're going to fall off in those.
We're
going
to have a Karate Kid contest and see who can. No, not a good idea. Okay. Whoever I take out, I will tell them, do the Karate Kid. You'll get an extra sandwich.
You know what goes good with sandwiches, by the way?
Oh, coffee. I already know. Yeah, there you go.
Coffee goes great with sandwiches. Fishing. Coffee goes great with sandwiches. Coffee also goes great with fishing. Let's talk about H-minus coffee real quick. Are you ready to experience the boldest, smoothest, and most refreshing coffee around? Look no further than H-minus coffee, where every cup is a tribute to true dedication and precision. Now, H-minus coffee is a sponsor of the Outdoor Chronicles podcast. It's also a premium grade veteran owned coffee company. Profoundly flavors are delicious, and it's also proudly founded by a former paratrooper who served with the elite 173rd Airborne Brigade and the renowned 82nd Airborne Division. If you want some of this delicious coffee, go to www.hminushcoffee.com. Also, Voodoo Brands. Voodoo is another sponsor of the Outdoor Chronicles podcast, and Voodoo Brands are tough as hell. They're made from TPE thermo material. They outlast traditional plastics by a long shot. If you saw the most recent, it was probably two videos ago, you saw Daniel Hayes take that Voodoo, and he went like this. He didn't go like this. He didn't go like this. He went like this.
He stretched it
like
that thing.
2.5 feet, he stretched that thing. It did not snap. I can tell you, the only reason I lost a fish on that Voodoo in our last outing was because I did not retie. Yeah. After every 2 or 3 fish, I need to retie. That was on me. That was on me and my tying skills, because those redfish and the speckled trout and the flounder, they have little teeth. And as they're working it really hard in the water, I would highly suggest you retie. It was not the Voodoo's.
That lineup.
They do. It was not the Voodoo's fault. It was Joey Gremlin's fault. So catch more fish more often with Voodoo Brands inshore for redfish, trout, and flounder. And just to let you guys know, a big thank you to all of our listeners. If you go to egretbaits.com and use the code OCP, Outdoor Chronicles Podcast, OCP-15, you get 15% off all Egret Baits products, and of course their Voodoo is there, and you can find the Voodoo brand shrimp, mullet, and shad there. So thank awesome you so much stuff. To our sponsors. Absolutely thankful for them. But Heroes on the Water, you know, Egret Baits also sponsors Heroes on the Water, and they provide us hundreds of dollars worth of lures and soft plastics for all of our veterans. Every single event that we've gone out, unless someone has brought their own gear, every person who has gone out, which is over 200, have had an Egret Baits Voodoo on the end of their line while fishing. And yep, this month, October, it's actually in 3 days, October 27th, which is also my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday to you, Mom.
It's coming up. That marks the 3-year anniversary for our Heroes on the Water Matagorda chapter.
Oh, my God. That's so amazing, man.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, it's come a long way. It's come a long way.
Yep. I always give praise to the all of our volunteers, such as yourself. But first and foremost, it is the veteran
and
the first responder. Because without them, Heroes on the Water wouldn't exist. Without them, we wouldn't be living in a free country like we do. Yeah. So thanks to all of those who have served and protected
us. We wouldn't be able to do what they allow us to do, and that is take them out on the water and get them ready. They don't have to do anything. Just guys, just show up. That's all you have to do. Just show up.
Yep. Yep. So what do we got coming up? Let's see. We're at 31 minutes already. Good.
Cut it off right now. Hurry.
I wanted to just quickly touch. So this podcast is also about camping. Sandy and I try to hit as many state parks as possible. We just got a new camper, and we had the small little Scout camper. We love it. It's a Sunset Sunray 109E Sport. Perfect little camper. Perfect little couples camper. But we take our Australian Shepherd every time we go out camping, so we decided to upgrade, so we got a Jayco. There's walking room within this camper. So we're excited to take... We already took it to Galveston Island State Park. We did that at the beginning of October. And coming up in November, we'll be going to Huntsville State Park. And I got some kayak racks, and because now with the new camper, it's heavier, so I can't take the Jeep. Can't pull it with the Jeep.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to use Sandy's Ford Explorer. Well, we also like to take the kayaks, and Sandy's Ford Explorer did not have the ability to haul kayaks, so I bought some little racks. We put them on top of her Ford Explorer, and it works out perfect. So we'll be taking the kayaks, the Hobie Lynx, from Mariner Sales. That's where we purchased them, where you get, just to put a quick plug in for Mariner Sales. I don't want this to be a big commercial podcast.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But these guys are awesome. Like, we don't take on, you know, we don't take on these... These sponsors, like H-, if I tasted this coffee and it tasted like crap, we weren't going to put it on the podcast. We'd say, thank
absolutely
you, but
not.
No, thank
we
you.
Talked about that, too.
Yeah, but it's delicious, so we say, go buy their product. It's good. So the same thing with Mariner Sales. You want to buy a kayak, you go to Mariner Sales because you get the best possible customer service. They always take care of you. You can look them up on YouTube. Many people, many, many people go there because of their customer service. So
shout out to Duke at Mariner Sales, by the way.
I was messaging him today, actually.
He is the man.
He is. I've
never met him in person. We've communicated on social media and stuff, but awesome guy, full of information, and he will get back with you if you have a question.
Yeah, his name is Duke Tran. That's D-U-C-T-R-A-N, Duke Tran.
He knows his yaks.
We exchanged like 25 messages today with regard, because I'm trying to get a little bar to run across the bow of my Link so I can put another GoPro up front.
A mount. Yeah, they make this I don't know if it's a crossbar. I forget what it's called, but they do have mounts for those Hobies that you can just clamp a GoPro on there.
Yeah, for the A-trail.
Yeah,
but
right.
It goes across. Right. Yeah,
it goes across the bow.
A lot of times you'll see them going parallel, like lengthwise, but I want it to go across so I can just
That's good for Joey? If you're paddling standing up, you can just slide your paddle just slightly under it, and it'll hold it from sliding out.
Nice.
I got to stop using my hands. I use my hands too much.
Yeah. So for those of you listening to us on Apple and Spotify, we're also on the YouTube, so you can see these ugly mugs.
You're voguing right now. You better quit it.
So just real quick, we're going to Huntsville State Park in November. We're pumped about that.
Yeah.
And we try to pick state parks where there's water so we can get the Hobie Lynx out there in the water.
Of course.
And maybe I'll do a little freshwater fishing and have some more content for the podcast.
I see some bass, Joey. See some bass.
You know, it's been years since I've bass fished.
God, it's been so long for me, and I'm surrounded by farm ponds with bass, and I don't know why I don't go. I don't know.
You should.
Maybe I'm going to go.
You should. You should get out there.
I'm going to do it right now.
All right. Anything else before we cut out of here?
That's it, man. I appreciate you. And again, our second outing, we had a blast, and those Reds really got us worked up.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is just the perfect time to get out there. If you can find a way to get on the water, please do so. It's just, you know, mid to late October. It's just so beautiful out there. So wonderful. If you don't catch fish, which you probably will if you're using a Voodoo, even if you don't catch fish, just get out there, man. It's so much fun. Life is better outside. Nick, got any final words for us?
Everybody, get out there, have a great time, enjoy life, and make it happen, baby.
All right, we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Nick.